USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of homes have been damaged between Indiana and Ohio, where groups of twisters roared through the area. Hospitals in Ohio are reporting as many as 130 people injured. An elderly man died in Salina. People are telling stories of survival. Blake Gifford ran into a church just as a tornado came through the Dayton, Ohio area.
I'm laying there shaking. My head's up against the wall, and the wall's shaking back and forth. There's wind from the tornadoes pushing through up through the vent into my face, and I'm freaking out.
He was on WKEF-TV. On the Today Show, Dayton Sheriff Rob Streck says it's hard to believe how much damage there is.
Extensive property damage, residences, businesses, trees uprooted, power outages.
Oklahoma and parts of the central U.S. are still grappling with historic flooding. This is USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, oh, I'm fortune babies, and da-da-da-da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Attorney Michael Avenatti has gone to court. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
After a second arraignment in New York for the day, former lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, pleads 100% not guilty to each of the counts against him. Outside of the court, he made a short statement to reporters.
I am now facing the fight of my life against the ultimate Goliath, the Trump administration. I intend on fighting these charges, and I look forward to a jury verdict in each of these cases.
The House attempted to pass a $19 billion disaster relief bill, but it was tripped up again by a GOP opponent, Democratic leader Steny Hoyer.
For the welfare of our people in this country who have been attacked by natural disasters. And I urge my friends on the other side of the aisle not to object.
Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey says the House should have stayed in session for the vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
After increasing for the last 20 years, the Center for Disease Control reports a decline in new cases of diabetes. John Clements reports.
Researchers at the CDC report new cases of diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. decreased by 35% since a peak in 2009. The report has been described as the first sign that efforts to stop the nation's epidemic of diabetes have been working. New cases have declined from 1.7 million per year in 2008 to 1.3 million new cases in 2017. The number of people living with diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. has remained stable during the past 8 years. I'm John Clemens.
A man has been arrested after going on a crime spree while wearing a Donald Trump mask. With more on the story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The man was busted early Monday near Laguna Hills, California. Police say they spotted the man who resembled President Trump from a distance, and he was slashing tires and breaking the windshield of a parked vehicle. When they got hold of the 56-year-old man, they found out he was wearing a Donald Trump mask. He was also wearing body armor. He had a loaded handgun, an airsoft shotgun, and he had a helmet. It's unclear what led to the vandalism. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.